Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing that second verse again.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby, to all of our listeners and callers today. I greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Truly, the song say, my God is awesome. How many know that God is an awesome God? The song say, he can move mountains. Shield me from the storm. Amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome song that he gave Pastor Charles Jenkins. Amen. That's what you were listening to on this evening. My God is awesome. And our destiny focus for this week is favor with God is better. How many know when you have favor with God, everything is at your disposal? You have no need to worry. You have no need to fear. You have no need to fret. Amen. We bless the Lord for you all today, and we just want to greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, along with Sister Ruby Larry, for today. Amen. God has blessed us to have one of our favorite brothers in the Lord with us on this afternoon. I tell you, he and I started this Blog Talk Radio segment together. We tested this thing for about a week, and I tell you, Mike was right there with me from the beginning. Amen. And I can remember the first message that we aired on the week that we were testing. We were talking about unity in the body. I can remember that as though it was yesterday. And as I reflect back on those 17 months ago, we're still, you know, need unity among the brethren. How many know that God is pleased when there is unity among the brethren? God said, the word of God said, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. Amen. So I do not want to be in the midst of people that are envious and jealousy and just creating all kind of chaos and confusion. God don't dwell in the midst of chaos and confusion. God is a God of peace. And God is a God of love. And we thank him for his love on today. We thank him for his peace. For we know that God's peace can surpass our understanding. Amen. So we're just so happy that today is an all day for Brother Mike. We want you to continue to lift up him and his family at their hour of bereavement. He lost his mother on a week before last, and they had a memorial and a burial service for her on last week. So we want you to continue to pray for that family, the Lewis family, and also the Blackson family. Amen. I had an opportunity to fellowship and get to know his mother, and she was one of a kind. She was one of the sweetest women that you ever wanted to meet down there, just a real, real mother. Amen, a mother in Zion. So we thank God for that on today. So we want to just get our announcements out the way. We want you all to remember the Citywide Crusade that will be coming up on September the 5th through the 7th, and that will be held in Raleigh, North Carolina. We still haven't got the location together, but we're asking God to give us grace where we'll have that within the next week or so. So remember and block and lock those dates. We want as many as can to come down to Raleigh, North Carolina. How many know that God has people all over the nation that is lifting up the name of Jesus? Amen. So block those dates, September the 5th through the 7th, and we wish that as many as can will come down and be a part of this fellowship. We're taking it to the streets. We're going into the community. We're going to door knock for souls. Amen, because that's what God is interested in. He's interested in souls. He's just not interested in our four and no more. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to ask for someone, amen, let me see who's on the line, to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Ruby Larry, our co-host, to open up with the word of prayer with us on today, and then we're going to introduce our speaker. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Lord, we just thank you this afternoon for keeping up the broadcast for almost, 17 months. And we just praise you, and we love you, and we magnify you, and we just thank you for your kindness and mercy towards us, for your grace is daily, every day. His mercy is new every day. So we just thank you for it. We thank you for the speaker of the hour that's coming forth, Minister Mike. We just appreciate him. We thank you for each and every person that's on the line today, because you said that you sent a rhema word on this broadcast, that it would go forth and that it would heal, that it would that it would deliver, that it would set the captive free, that it would show love, mercy, kindness, grace, and everything that's surrounding in you. If we're in Jesus Christ, then we should have these attributes. We thank you that you sent in us a word that we may examine ourselves daily to see whether we are in the faith. We love you, we praise you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that she allowed you to give her what does say the Lord to say on this broadcast. We thank you, Jesus, that you send your souls here, your precious people, your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, and your precious people that you allow us to speak to throughout all this nation, because this broadcast go all over the nation and all over the world. We don't know where you're going to deposit this word, but it is to come to encourage us and light us and hope and go forth, Lord Jesus, as we go forth. Whatever we stand in need of, you know just what we stand in need of, and you can go where we can go, and we just thank you for it, and we just praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the marriages that you have instituted way back in the beginning of this Bible, in Genesis, this holy word that you have established for your church and your people. We thank you for the children. We thank you for our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, grandmothers, and each and every cousin, and each and every one. You said that you can go where we can't go, and you said you save all the way to the third and fourth generation.
Yes.
So your word is powerful. Your word shall not come out, and it shall not accomplish what it set out to do. It shall accomplish. You go in, Lord Jesus, and you move the fertile ground that we may see and we may say, oh, Lord, thank you. We repent. Hallelujah, because it was me standing in the need of prayer. It was me need to be holy. It was me need to be saved. It was me need to be delivered. It was me need to be have more love. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we just pray for all the bereaved families, as Evangelist Bernard say. And we just thank you for Minister Mike coming on, even though he's grieving. He know he has a ministry that you have given him to thus say to your people. We praise you, we love you, and we thank you and give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Send your rhema word today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That was powerful, Sister Ruby. God bless you. We just thank God for you once again for helping us out on this switchboard. And I tell you, you've been doing a marvelous job, and we just thank God for it. We certainly want to acknowledge Prophet Michael Davis that's on the line. Minister Mike say he and Prophet Michael grew up together in Oakland, so we see him on the line. Praise the Lord, man of God. How are you today?
God bless you. I'm blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm highly favored of God.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to get right on into the word. Again, he doesn't need an introduction, but we thank God for Minister Michael Lewis. I tell you, his ministry is called Jesus on High Production, and he is a songwriter. He's a psalmist. He writes poetry. He's an advocate. He's a staunch advocate for my sister. Many of you all have heard my testimony about my sister Danielle that's been in prison for 20 years. I tell you, everywhere Minister Michael goes, he doesn't fail to share Danielle's story. He shares a story more so than me, and that's my blood sister, my biological sister. But he has stepped on in, and I tell you, God has opened up some doors and has made some ways where her name is known, and we're just looking for God to open up those prison doors for them. My family and I, Minister Mike, he has been a strong supporter, and he has been an encourager to me and also my grandchildren and, again, my sister. So we just thank God for him. He's a man that loves the Lord. He's a man that don't mind witnessing out in the street, and everywhere he goes, he's not afraid and he's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it gives me great pleasure today to have him with us. He's been in school, so he's not able to be on the broadcast, but every opportunity that he gets, I told the listeners this week, Brother Mike, that Minister Mike, that I was going to be led of God, and truly I should have contacted him yesterday, but nevertheless we were able to get in touch with one another this morning, and God has spoken in my spirit to ask him, was he free today to minister the word. At this time, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others. I also see Sister Andrea on the line. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. Sister T also. And even I see Sister Millie on the line. So we thank God for her being with us too throughout the entirety of the inception of this broadcast. So we'd like to present to you our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than my brother in Christ Jesus, Minister Michael Lewis. Amen. God bless you, Minister Lewis.
God bless. Praise the Lord. It's truly a honor, a privilege, and a blessing to any time to bring to the people of God the Word of God. I count that dear to my heart to be able to spread the Word of God with my friends and even those who I don't know, but the Lord know you. As Sister Adrian was going forth, I was just having flashbacks when she began to talk about my mom. You know, one of the greatest gifts God have ever blessed man to have is to be born into a family. And my mom was my anchor. She was my stronghold. Often she was my shield. When my boat was sinking, she was my float. My mom meant the world to me. And, you know, I often heard people say, you don't know what you missed until it's gone. But I thank and praise God that even before she got ready to get out of here, I got things right with her. We had lengthy talks for the last 3-4 years, even up into the hour in which she was getting ready to get up out of here. And I just said that to share with the people of God. This is one of the things that I practice and I preach and I ask and thoroughly adjure others to do the same. Don't wait till the sun go down. If you know that you have offended somebody, or you think, the Bible say, if you think your brother have an off with you, that you go to your brother immediately. Don't waste no time. But, you know, a lot of us, we still go to church, we praise God, we shout, we sing, we even put the dance in, and know we didn't hurt somebody, or we think somebody have damaged us, and we go to the altar and we offer up all these prayers, and God say, this is nothing but pollution. It's polluted to me. Why? He say, leave the gift and go reconcile with your brother. It's nothing like having the favor of God in your life. God's favor is better than anybody else's favor. God's favor is better than man. It's better than your job. It's better than the air you breathe, because his favor, it gives you life. The Word of God says that in the book of Psalms. God's favor, it grants you life. But when it comes to sin, it shortens it. So we're talking today about the favor with God is better. And I would like to start with Proverbs, a portion of scripture in the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verses 34 and verse number, 35. It says, blessed is the man that heareth me. This is God talking, not Brother Mike. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. It is a blessing when God begins to move in your life, in your home, on your job, on the school, just moving, period, that he begins to prick man's heart, wanting man to come and draw closer to me. He's saying, here it is blessed for the man that heareth. But he say, how can you hear without a preacher? We'll sit at home, we'll cut the radio on, and we'll listen to these tele-evangelists and whatnot. Nothing wrong with that, but God don't want you to stay in the confines of your home. He said that we have to go out in fellowship. We have to go and adjoin ourselves, affix ourselves to a ministry, unless he called you to go out there and be a ministry. If he hasn't chosen you to do that, then he say, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, exhorting one another the more as we see the day approach. What day is that? He's talking about the day that his son is coming back. And guess what? That day is vastly and fastly approaching upon us. But we are so caught off guard with the cares and the affairs of this life and in this world that we're not watching diligently. Yeah, some kind of way we have allowed the enemy to sneak into the home. We allowed him to creep off into the church house. Well, the church was God's stronghold. That was his place of worship, his place of business, his place of duty. But we have allowed certain men, the Bible say, crept in unaware and led captive, silly women laden with sin. Yeah. He said, for this sort you watch out from. Yeah, but then he said, also, we have a itching ear. We don't want to hear the truth. But he said, who heareth me? Who heareth me? Again, how can you hear without a preacher? But God didn't stop there. He was saying, how can they preach except they be sent? He didn't say you go to a college or a university and you get the message from a seminar and then you run out there. No, God is the one who ordains you and sends you, not a man. Yes, favor with God is better, question mark or exclamation point. You be the judge of that. Favor of God is better. Any way you want to affix whatever you want to attach to the end of that, God's favor, greater than anything. Again, even the very air you breathe. Because why? If you still got favor with God, yeah, you breathing. If you don't believe me, I tell you what, just hold your breath and don't let go. Now, how many of you can do that and keep on living? I didn't think so. It's all ultimately impossible to keep breathing without acknowledging God. It is God that grants us to be above the ground or when he calls for us to go home. We're still in his favor. But it looked like, man, out here, sin is just on a rise, and the wicked don't seem like nothing happening to them. They're getting away with everything. But God said, it's appointed unto man wants to die. And after death, then guess what comes? The judgment. Yeah, he's going to judge everybody according to the works that they have done. So what works are we doing today? Well, we're talking about that favor. You know, once upon a time, I was growing up and wanted to be in favor of certain basketball players. So I went out and practiced and showed them, you know, I had the capability and the skills to hang with them, but if it was somebody that was a little taller than me, or it might have been one that was a little older than me, or somebody that played better than me, well, the favor in their eyesight, it failed. But yet I was yet determined to keep on practicing until I really caught their attention. So I began to distribute attributes of a great ball player, and it caught their attention. But again, that favor with them, it only went so far. I had to hang around them. That means do some stuff that they was doing, which I was not in favor of. Or they wanted me to go party with them, drink with them, smoke with them. Sometimes I was in favor of it. Sometimes I wasn't. But the problem was their favor wasn't always sure. It was based upon how they felt or what they thought I should receive of them. Well, I thank and praise God that he's not like that. You see, God is not like man. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God is the one who judges every man's heart. Yeah, you might be going to church and you might be doing all that you can to stay holy, live holy, and it look like man is overlooking you. Well, there's a possibility they might, but guess what? Don't worry about man's favor, because man's favor come with a promise. But the favor of God, oh, it's sure. When man overlook you, that's when God began to elevate you. Yeah, it was oftentimes I was in church doing the church thing, and I really believed I was faithful. I gave, and it looked like, man, every promotion come from within, but wow, it was like the pastor's eyes and some of the members' eyes, they wasn't seeing Brother Mike. And it bothered me, but guess what? I come to find out, through all that they overlooked, God was granting me favor in other places. Yeah, I didn't get the favor in the church house where I thought I should have got it, where I thought I should have been one of those that was sitting in the chief seats too, just like anybody else. I could preach just like the next brother, but that wasn't the favor that God was granting unto me. No, he gave me favor, but I found my favor with certain of another body. I found my favor in the stores. I found my favor even on the school campuses. Yeah, God say, I will not only give you favor from me, but I'll give you favor with man. And speaking of favor with man, that's an instance in the Bible, and where Brother Samuel, when he was born, that's what God had granted unto Brother Samuel. And the thing with that was God not only granted Samuel favor from himself, but he had favor in the eyesight of every man. There are many people in the Bible that I can pull up, and I'm quite sure some of you might even know, you know, starting off in the very beginning, Abraham. Abraham was granted favor. Favor of not only God, but even with man. And he had so much favor. God blessed his brother with one of the most beautiful wives on earth. In the book, in the word in Proverbs says, he that findeth a wife find a good thing. And guess what he obtained? He obtained favor of the Lord. Not favor of man, favor of the Lord. Abraham received favor that he was called friend. Yeah, he was the friend of God. And that favor didn't stop with Abraham, but it fell upon his children, his children's children, and so on and so forth, until God is still passing favor out even right now. So why don't you sit around the table and put your arms out and let God go on and give you some of that favor that he had befallen upon man way before the earth ever was. It's nothing like obtaining favor from God. It'll put you in some circles that you and otherwise never might have even thought about or even entertained to be a part of. What I mean by that, when God elevates like he done Brother Joseph, yeah, think about the story about Brother Joseph. It don't look like he had the favor of God, not in the beginning, on the outset, because he had some jealous siblings. Yeah, I'm talking to you out there that might have a brother or a sister that's jealous of some of the things that you begin to display and show. Yeah, and they don't really understand it. And yet you're trying to do all to bring them in so they can be a part of the same blessings that you're reaping. But because they don't understand, they treat you just like Joseph's brothers treated him. Yeah, when he began to explain to them the vision that he had, and then his father give him the coat of many colors. Yeah, this brother was royalty. he was special in the eyesight of God. You know, one thing about being special to God, no matter what man does to bring you down, eventually God's going to elevate. But he allow us to go through these spells, these problems, and endure and keep our head up and our hopes high so he can deliver, and then all can see that it was not man, but it was favor. Yes, favor is God. It was God. Favor that elevated Joseph out of the hell hole which he was in when he went into the prison. First, you know, they sent him off to die, and one brother was totally against him. No, stay here. Don't kill him. Let's just sell him into slavery. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And they did that. And here it is, you might feel that you are a slave to something, by your family, your friends, your job, handicapped, or by the school. But if you just hold on to the word that God gave you and you speak it boldly, effectively, efficiently, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get that favor. And that's what God is dealing with us today. Wanting to have favor, not of man, not of your spouse, not of your children, not even of the boss. See, when you got favor with God, as he said, the heart of the king is in my hand. Well, guess what about your boss? That wicked man that you punch the clock in for every day, slaving them man hours, God can touch his heart and say, hey, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, I see you working diligently. Guess what? I'm going to give you 2 weeks off paid. That's favor. Oh, it can happen. Yes, I have heard of it happening. People have gotten months off. Find checks in the mail unexpectedly. Finding favor with the Father. But it's all a part of do you believe. See, even your belief has to be different. Your conceptual ideas, they got to change. Why? The Bible say if you walk not after the flesh, yeah, you ain't going to reap the things of the flesh. You got to walk in the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons, the daughter, the children of the Most High. And we're granted favor. Why? Because we are a peculiar people. Yeah, and then there's this young lady that found favor with the Most High, that his Spirit overshadowed her. And they called her name Mary. And Mary was the recipient of bringing in our Lord and Savior. Now, just think how awesome that had to have been. Out of all the little girls that was on the earth at the time, it was Mary that found favor, who was highly favored of the Lord. Sisters, can you put yourself into that position to become highly favored of God? You know, one of my pet peeves, I began to notice a lot of women that's in church today. When you praise the Lord, how you know, highly favored? No, that was Mary. Nothing wrong with you wanting to be, but that was Mary. Now you can have favor of God, but highly favored? Yeah, that's going to take some work. But not to discourage you, you keep on holding on to what you're holding on to. But favor is not fair, but it is of God. And a lot of times people get jealous when God begins to show out his favorites, those that he are in favorable of. Sometimes we can't stand them. No, I wonder why. Because we become jealous. And that spirit of jealousy is crueler than the grave. To the point we won't endure brothers and our sisters. We won't love them like God told us to love. We won't shake their hands with the proper shake. Because we have become unfavorable of them. But it's nothing like heaven. The favor of God in your life. Now, in closing, I want to bring to light one more individual. But there's a scripture that is found in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and the 26th verse. Proverbs 29, verse number 26. It says, many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment, it cometh from the Lord. As I stated before, it's appointed that every man wants to die, and after death, there comes a judgment. God is judging us every day of the things that we're doing, whether it's good or it's bad. It's being recorded. It's being recorded, and the record is being kept, and the record there, it is very accurate. But again, in closing, I say this, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, or don't find yourself in disfavor of God. One of the quickest ways to be brought out of disfavor, God says, these six things do I hate, yea, seven is abomination, a proud look, a lying tongue, feet to be swift, to shed in mischief. But that brother that sowed discord, oh, my God, he can't stand. But we're talking about the favor. We want to stay favorable in the eyesight of God. So staying favorable means you have to walk in the light as he is in the light, and you won't have fellowship, or you will keep that fellowship one with another. Staying in the favor of God, falling out of favor with God has you falling out of the church, and you will be mad, angry, bitter, upset with everyone when it is only you to fault. The problem is not the world. The problem is you. That's why he tells us to search ourselves. Search ourselves daily. Do a self-examination like women have to do the breast examination. We have to examine ourselves, and we know whether we're in the faith or not. We know where we have fallen short. But just in case you haven't, look through that word of God very thoroughly, and it will begin to show you. When you run across brother so-and-so or the sister that seems to be bothering you, every time they come around, the hair stands up on the back of your neck. It's you. It ain't them, because the Bible say, if you think your brother, your sister, have an ought against you, he says, leave the gift. Leave it. Don't pray to me. Don't talk to me. Don't even try in worship. Don't praise, no song, singing, glorifying my name. It is pollution coming up to me. So if you want to stay in my favor, because favor from God is better, if you want to remain in my favor, because God's favor is better, if you want to remain in the favor of God, people of God, we must do what he says. He's not asking. That is a commandment. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He say the second one is likened unto this, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, me personally, I'm not going to take my head and run it through a window. I'm not going to put my head through a door. I'm not going to go buy a gun and pull it to my head. I'm not going to get a knife and try to carve my heart. So if I'm not going to do none of these things to myself, he's telling me to treat my neighbor just as better than I would. Not treat him like yourself, treat him better than you would treat your own self. That's remaining in the favor of God. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Truly, we thank God. Short and sweet, to the point. Favor. And he gave us some real-life examples about favor. Favor with God. When he began to elaborate on the story, he didn't go deep into it about Joseph, how he had a dream, and how he shared it with his brothers. And they became jealous. They became envious. People of God, the Bible says God give us according to our several abilities. But we got to realize that everything, we all is in us. There's some wrath in us. Jealousy is a part of our nature. But you don't have to propagate that thing against your brother and your sister. Use the gift that God has given you. And if you use that gift wisely, you will obtain favor with God. Amen, amen. We have some time left. Hallelujah. This is a two-hour show. We don't have to use up the 2 hours, but we try to give our speakers enough time to speak with us. God is saying to the people, with us, he is saying to souls. Remember that all souls belong to God. God loved the sinner man. He loved the soul that served him. He loved, he said he's married to the black, to the backslider. Amen. So God is a God that is just, that is righteous. I don't believe nobody is going to hell unworthily, undeserving. Everybody that finds themselves in hell, guess what? God going to be able to judge them righteously. I don't think nothing, because one thing about the Bible is true. From Genesis to Revelation, God's word cannot lie. And God is a faithful God. Amen. And because of his faithfulness, he is so willing to show us favor. Amen. We see some people on the line that we haven't saw for a while, and we're going to open up the lines where they can give us what God, we want to know what God is doing in your life. Has he shown you any favor? And after he's shown you favor, have you shown any favor to your brother and your sister? Hallelujah. Brother Mike, Minister Mike said, Jesus said, a new commandment I leave you, that you love one another. Amen. If we can love one another, then I believe God would grant favor to each and every one of us, because favor with God is better. If you seek after favor with God, hallelujah, he is the one that will open up doors. He is the one that will show you worthy and open up doors. And he said, I will present you faultless. Hallelujah. I will give you favor not only with me, but I'll give you favor with man. I'll give you favor on your job. I'll give you favor with your children. I'll give you favor with your employers. I'll give you favor in every area of your life if your ways please me. Amen, amen. I see Evangelist Joshua on the line, but before I go to her, I see Mother Richard on the line. So I'm going to open up the line, Sister Ruby, if you can, and Mother Richard. We want to hear from Mother Richard, and then we'll go to Evangelist Patricia Joshua. Amen. God bless you, Mother Richard.
God bless you, and bless everyone on the line. I thank God for being with you all today, fellowshipping with you in the presence of God. I am so grateful. I came in late because I wanted to get in on the program while I could, and I enjoyed what I heard. It was just rich. The favor of God is better than life itself. And I'm so grateful to God how he gives me favor. When I didn't realize that it was the favor of God, he was still giving me favors and doing me a favor. And but when I came in the knowledge of it, I tell you, I praised God and gave him the glory. God, I know this was you. I know this is favor from you. God is good. He makes your heart glad. I'm telling you, serving the Lord is all right. It pays off in dividends. It pays off in big things. And I love the Lord, and I enjoy the word of God. The Bible says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I'm just so glad to hear, be able to hear part of the message today. It made my heart glad, and I rejoice. And I give God the glory and the honor, and thank you so much for this time.
Amen, amen. We're just so happy to have you with us. Mother Richard is no stranger to this broadcast. She's been coming on this broadcast from the inception of this radio broadcast, and we thank God for her. She spoke for us on last week, and we just love Mother. Mother, I can remember being on the Circle of Love with Mother Richard, and she came on during a time when she had lost her husband, and I really couldn't understand how a woman that had just lost her husband was so full of love and so full of life. She didn't have a sad story. She wasn't singing a sad song, but she was on that line being an encouragement to us young women and young men. And, you know, she showed me so much strength that she can just still go through, you know, mourning the death of her husband, but yet had a praise in her heart, yet had a praise to continue and to go on and serve God. And that just inspired me to mother even the more. So we thank God for her. She has a segment that comes on Circle of Love on Monday evening. And Mother, can you share briefly with us and give our listeners that number? She comes on Monday evening at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 7 o'clock California time. Can you give our listeners that information, Mother Richard?
Amen. And that segment is called Grandma's Touch. And it comes on 7 o'clock on Monday evening, California time. And the number is 1-647-648-478. Wait a minute, let me get it right. 646-478-0116.
Say it again, Mother.
646-478-0116. That's the number to the station, and I thank God.
Amen, amen. And I encourage each and every one of our listeners to tune in. It's a wonderful segment. You'll be enriched and you'll be inspired with some wisdom and knowledge from a grandmother. Mother have, about 60-some-odd grandchildren, I tell you. So she has a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom, and a lot of knowledge that God has given her. Amen. So we thank God for her this evening. Amen. We're going to go to Evangelist Joshua, and I'm so glad to see Evangelist Joshua. I know she's been having some things she's dealing with her family, but it's always a pleasure and a delight to see her. Evangelist Joshua started out again with us. We have some old school people that started out with us on this broadcast, and they're still a part of this family, and we just love them. And, you know, many times we're going through different things where we're not able to be on the line, and, you know, that don't mean that they're not praying for us and they're not with us. They're just going through some things, and we just thank God for Evangelist Joshua. She's a scholar of this word. So God bless you, Evangelist Joshua.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to everyone. I did enjoy the word that I was blessed to hear. There's nothing to say. One thing about Brother Mike, he's thorough with what he teaches, and I believe that from what I know of him, I can testify as of knowing him that he lives what he is. He tries to live what he's speaking about. And one thing about it, he said favor. That's something that's a big topic, because we do nothing to earn favor. When God gives you favor, nobody can stop you. So I just praise God for the word. I praise God, Brother Mike, to hear your voice, Sister Bernard, and all the listener Sister Ruby. Praise the Lord. I found a picture of you. So I just praise the Lord. I was just glad to be able to listen in a little bit. I can't talk too long, but I'm glad to be able to listen in. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Well, it's always a beautiful and marvelous thing to see you on the line and just to hear your voice, Evangelist Joshua. So we thank God for you. Amen, amen. I saw Sister Carter on the line, but I don't see her anymore. So we're going to go to Sister Albertine and then to Sister T. I've seen quite a few people that I hadn't seen on the line, even Prophetess was on the line a little bit earlier, so God bless them that they're able to be on and they have dropped off. Amen. Sister Albertine, God bless you.
God bless you. How is everybody today? God bless you. That ministry was so powerful. I came in on the tail end of it, but I still got the good part of it.
Okay.
And I'm so glad we're still in favor because God is awesome. And I just love the favor of God, and he is right. You want the favor of God and not men, because what God gives you can no man take away.
Oh.
So I appreciate that message today. It was powerful, and God bless everybody on the line, and thank you so much. God bless you, Prophet Bernard. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank God for you. We certainly are excited about coming out in that area, coming to the Los Angeles area and getting an opportunity to meet Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy live, and also Sister Donna. We see Sister Donna Shaw on the line, and we're going to go to her in a few minutes. Amen. We like to see, I don't know if Sister Millie is able to say anything, but we just appreciate Sister Millie. I tell you, she's been faithful. She has been coming on this live since its inception, and she's sometimes at work and not able to say anything, but we just love her and her family, and we appreciate her attentiveness and her support of this broadcast. Sister Millie, are you able to say anything? Amen. Well, she's at work, so we're going to go to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, Evangelist. I enjoy what I was able to hear, so I thank God, because it seems like sometimes I try to get on and I'm being distracted, but I thank God for the word of God that came from the man of God. It was good to hear him on the radio today, and I thank God for the favor of God. Even though we don't feel like God's favor is on me, I know it's his favor that keeps me and guides me every day. So I just thank you for being the woman of God that you are. I thank you for this broadcast, and I thank you for all the people that God is placing to come on this line to empower the people of God. I thank you for this time. Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister T is another one. I'm telling you, God, and, you know, just to think about, you know, 17 months ago, some that started out with us, they're not even in the land of the living. I often think about Mother Gaines and, you know, how God took our own home last year. So we need to learn how, even if we don't see one another, if God put them in, lay them on your heart and put them in your spirit, pray for them. And I want, before we get off the line, I want Brother Mike, Minister Mike, to pray for Evangelist Cummins. She's in ICU right now. Amen. So we want to take some time and pray for Evangelist Cummins. She has been faithful, and she has been a speaker on this line. So we thank God for her, and we want to lift up some prayer for Evangelist Cummins. Amen. And I want you all, before the rest of you all sign off the line, to remember tomorrow we're going to have Minister Rose Tillman out of Highway and Hedges Ministry. That Minister Tillman has been with us a while too, since last year, not inception, but she has been with this broadcast, and she will be bringing the word tomorrow. I'm telling you, she's a powerful woman of God. She has had been operating Highway and Hedges Ministry for over 21 years out of Denver, Colorado. You don't want to miss her. You're talking about an anointed, powerful woman of God. That she is. So she will be ministering for us on tomorrow. And on Thursday, I have one of my cousins out of Louisiana, Minister Maurice Moncur, He will be ministering for us on Thursday, so you don't want to miss it. And on Friday, we'll have Prevent Fridays back with Pastor Edward Hamilton. So God is blessing us this week. We're talking about the favor. Favor with God is better. Amen. So we're going to go to Sister Shaw right now. God bless you, Sister Shaw.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm sorry I came on a little late, and but I'm definitely going back into the archives. I was just to come in and just get what I can get, because anything I get out of the message, I'm always blessed. And I just want to say I love you all, and sorry I was late, but I will get the message. I'm going to go right into the archives as soon as the show is over.
Amen, amen. That's a blessing. I thank God for those archives. Because those that are not able to hear the segment in its entirety, you can always, if you have access to a computer or you have an iPhone or iPad, you know, where you can pull up the internet, you can always go back and listen to these messages. I tell you, they will encourage you and they will inspire you. So go back, even visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages. They have the full week on the board, on the website. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, I'm still, yes, praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I had to mute my phone for a second, but I'm still here. I see my sister Dawn on the line. I'm trying to see if she's able to have any words. If not, we're going to go back to Minister Michael Lewis. And before we go to Minister Mike, we want to have words from Sister Ruby that have just been so gracious and have been hosting this a broadcast and learning all of the different techniques with Block Talk Radio. And I tell you, she's doing a fantastic job. So, Sister Ruby, God bless you.
I praise the Lord, everybody. It's just a blessing that Jesus Christ would enable me to have it in my home. It's just a blessing to have the word every day and knowing that it's from Jesus Christ, that he set it up. And Evangelist Bernard is a very great instructor, and I'm learning very well according to Jesus and learning the saints and the ones that's calling in, Jesus' royal people and his special people. Minister Mike Lewis, it was just awesome. For me, you went to favor with God is better, and we all know that, but you even went that said that we have to do something too here. We just can't get the favor without being obedient. We can't get the favor, like you said, without love. We got to love our brothers and sisters. And you say we can't get the favor without examining ourselves. Matter of fact, we can't even get a word if our heart is not right. So I praise the Lord for your word. It just permeate me, and I'm going to check myself daily to make sure that I'm in the way of the word of God. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Bernard?
Amen, amen. We thank God for that greeting, Sister Ruby, and we certainly are glad. You know, God always have a ram in the bush. We had about 14 or 15 callers on the line today, and I try to tell people, call in early, because you don't know. God don't take a whole lot. He don't take forever to speak. So sometimes, you know, I'm going to have some people calling in and saying, what happened to the broadcast? They're going to think we didn't even have a broadcast today because we're just about done, and we only used about an hour of our time. So I tell people, call in early. Brother Minister Mike was short and to the point, but he said, with thus say the Lord, and that's it. When God is finished, we're finished. Amen. So we thank God for Minister Mike. I tell you, he has certainly been a blessing in my life and in my sister's life and my family life. And one thing I admire about Minister Mike, you know, he don't offer no excuses. If you ask him, and I'm saying that for me, anytime I've asked him to do anything for me, it was either yay or nay. He didn't offer no excuses. If he can do it, he's going to go all out of his way to do it. And he has just been a brother to me in every aspect. I tell you, we have shared stories together. We have had our little disagreements, as, you know, family have. You know, when you have family, you're not going to always agree on everything. But we put our differences aside, and we come back together, and we apologize and say, forgive me, and what have you. And we go on, and that's what I enjoy about Brother Mike. You know, we done had, you know what, oh, I'm sick of you, I'm sick of you, okay, that kind of thing. But I thank God, because you know what? When you love the Lord, when you sincerely love God and you want the best for your sister and your brother, you'll humble yourself. You'll humble yourself and you'll come back and say, you know, be the big brother, be the big sister, and just eat some humble pie and say, forgive me. It don't take nothing to ask somebody to forgive you. You have to just humble yourself. And we got to remember at all times that Jesus can come in that hour when we're holding a grudge. Jesus can come in that hour when we're angry and we're upset with our brothers and sisters. And guess what? If Jesus come in that hour, we might miss the mark. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to miss Jesus. I don't want to miss heaven. So whatever I have to do to make it in, I'm going to do that. Whatever I have to do to say, Lord, I apologize and beg and ask somebody's forgiveness and tell them I'm sorry that I offended them in any way. I'm telling you, people of God, get it right. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. I heard Brother Mike say how he talked with his mother, and he had some things in his heart, but he actually had a talk with his mother, and he got it right before Mother Blackston got out of here. Oh, y'all never were shot. Hallelujah. We have to get it right, people, today. We may be out of here in the next, our next breath can be our last breath. Hallelujah. So don't let it be said too late. Get it right. Whatever you're holding in your heart against your brother and your sister, get it right. Get it right. Hallelujah. I had a little disagreement this week. Matter of fact, about 2 days ago with my brother. Hallelujah. And sometimes you feel like, you know, well, I didn't do anything. You know, I'm right and he's wrong. It don't matter who's right or who's wrong. Who can be the bigger person and say, forgive me for speaking foul? Forgive me for going off on you. Hallelujah. Just move on. Life is too short. I ain't got time for all of that. I'm at a point now where, you know, if anything that's not fruitful, anything that's not productive, anything that's going to cause me any hardship or cause me any misery, I want to alleviate those things out of my life. I know life ain't a piece of pie every day. I know it's not sweet every day, but it is what you make it. You can get up in the morning and say, I choose to surround myself around people that is positive. I choose to position myself and put myself in a place where I don't have to deal with no negative. I don't have to deal with no mess. Mess is garbage. And when you look at it at the end of the day, Minister Mike, all of this stuff ain't about nothing. When I look at the book of Solomon, when I look at Ecclesiastes, Solomon say, vanity and vanity, all of this stuff is vanity. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth going to bed at night angry and mad with somebody because you didn't have your way and your point didn't go across or somebody ignored you or walked on the other side of the church and didn't speak to you. Don't forget this stuff. Jesus is coming. Do we believe Jesus is coming? Hallelujah. If we believe Jesus is coming, then it's time to put our differences aside and say, Lord, forgive. Allow me to be forgiven, and I want people to forgive me. Any
Amen.
That I am against my brother, I want to make it known today. Get it right. Get it right. Every year when the new year comes in, we make resolutions. And, Lord, I'm going to do this. And, Lord, I'm going to do that. And then the year go out, and God allow us to see another year. And guess what? We haven't accomplished none of those things that we done made the list of or what we're going to do.
Amen.
Oh, God, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm ready to get it right.
Evangelist Bernard, we got a new on the line. I'm going to call them out. I don't know the number, but the area code is 310, and your last four numbers are 0120. Would you like to have word?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello? Oh, wow.
We can hear you.
Great. Oh, my gosh. I guess I do. I was just listening and actually making notes with the wonderful lady.
Amen, amen. Can we have your name?
Let's just say I'll give my initials KB.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. Could you say it again?
My initials are KB, K and B.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
From California, from the Los Angeles area.
Oh, Los Angeles area? Okay, how did you hear about our broadcast?
Oh, I heard from a really lovely lady. Her name is Albertine. She was so lovely yesterday.
Oh, wow. Well, Sister Albertine is on the line. Let me open up her mic, and we're just so thankful to have you with us today, KB.
Hey, sweetie, I'm so glad you called in. Hi, how are you? I'm so glad you called in. I told you this ministry is powerful. Did you enjoy yourself? Oh, my gosh, you know what? I'm going to tell you how the Lord works. I've been, you know how life tends to distractions and things will come up, and not that all of them were distractions, and I remember I had it on my mind to make sure to call today, and then I looked at the clock, and it said 1:59, and I'm like, oh, it started an hour ago or 59 minutes ago, and I know you said it only went to maybe 2 or 2:30, and so I just dialed out of faith. I didn't even, I can't say I didn't believe because faith you have to believe, but you know how this lying spirit, wrong thinking, I had a glimpse that said, oh, you're probably not going to reach it, but maybe you'll get to hear and listen in as Albie said. So I did so. My faith was greater than that one lying thought that came to me, so I went ahead and dialed, and I was sitting here listening and listened to some of the really great points. One of the ones that I really, that just, I think was, what do they call it, chicken soup for your soul, but for the moment it's that, like you said, don't worry about right or wrong. And I made a note for good confessions that I'm not going to concern myself with right or wrong. I'm going to make sure to just allow Jesus, because he keeps the best score. And he's the best avenger for any wrong that is done to me. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen. Amen. So Sister Albertine is out working. She's witnessing. And do you have any, is it any prayer request? Do you have a prayer request?
You know what? Definitely, I do. My prayer request, I'm going to try to focus it right here. Right now, I guess the best way, I guess I don't have to go into too much detail, but I'm at a very pivotal point, if I'm saying that correctly, from the tears in my voice, point in my life where I have to make sure I stay focused. I have to make sure I keep my eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
I have to make sure to continue to do his will and his work, and that's what my struggle has been, even though with people doing things that, and I know it's because they're not fully in the Lord also as much as they desire, and they're working the straight things out in their life. But I know God has me planted for a reason in certain areas. And I guess my greatest prayer is to make sure that I'm obedient, that I don't leave a place that is not intended for me to leave yet, because I know he's doing a work among the lost, and that somebody had to intercede and pray for me when I didn't have my foot in his kingdom the way I do now, and the way that I'm working to have it greater. And so I guess that's the overall
prayer request, because that's going to cover all the other things that he's given me visions for. So just for my strength and for that I have supporters and that I remember that I'm loved. While I'm loving those who don't act loving to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you. We're going to go back to Minister Michael, our speaker of the hour, and we're going to ask our Minister Michael to have our final remarks, and we want him to pray for Sister KD, and we also want him to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins. She's in intensive care in Los Angeles, and we are going to just let him go as the Lord leads him. Minister Mike, God bless. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I had heard so many great remarks from the lesson, but I want to share. You know, I found favor with God one day when I was suffering. I was in a transition in my walk with God, and it led me to go to the church for prayer.
Yeah.
And while at the altar praying, I remember Sister Adrian coming out of the office and kneeled down, and she began to cry out to the Lord. Now, I was going through some things that I thought was real bad for me, but when I heard her remind God of her sister, and God, you promised me, and you said it in your word, and she was bringing scriptures back, reminding God of what he said concerning her sister 16 years ago, that I quit complaining, because that's what I was doing at the time. I was complaining about the house being disruptive, my sister and nephews ripping me off, and how things wasn't going right, and, you know, a minor affliction with drugs. I'm complaining. But when I heard her crying to God on behalf of her sister, I shut up. And I laid at the altar until she was finished. And even when she got through, I stayed there and waited for instructions from God. And he said, get up. Go find out about Danielle. And I thank God that I did. It's been a pleasure to work on behalf of this woman that's incarcerated with 3 life sentences plus 20 years. Me working on her stuff keeps me out of trouble. It keeps me focused. It keeps me centered. It keeps me with my mind stayed on God. Even nights before I lay down and go to sleep, I think about Danielle. Not sexually. No, I'm thinking I get to go to sleep anytime I choose. I get to get up, go to the kitchen, grab me something to eat, drink. I can walk out the front door, go walk down the street if I choose to. She doesn't have that liberty. So every night I'm reminded of how she's in cage, and it keeps me encouraged and focused on praying for her freedom. And this is what I do. And right before I start praying, just this last couple of months, March, I lost my baby sister. And then in May, I lost my mom. And both of these, God bless me again to go to my baby sister before she died. Months, at least 6 months before she died, we had an heart-to-heart talk. And I asked her to forgive me for some things that I said to her years ago. And even before she died, hurting her, I asked her, and she said, boy, you know what? I'm asking you to forgive me, too. And then she started telling me the things that she had done. I start getting mad all over again. But I'm like, wait a minute. She's asking for forgiveness, so I can't get mad. Okay, I forgive you. And then to find out a week before she died, I was trying to get a hold to her for her to come hear me speak. And it was then, in that pursuit, made my niece began to seek her mom to find out her mom took ill that night. So I'm saying things, we don't know when God is going to call anyone home. This is something you have got to practice. You must practice it. Don't wait till it's too late, because when their eyes close, they take the last breath, you can talk all you want. They can't hear you. You can bring the prettiest flowers. They can't see them or smell them. It's too late. My mama used to always say this, give me my flowers before I close my eyes. And on Tuesday before she died, I'm fussing with a friend trying to find out, what do I get my mom for Mother's Day? She didn't make it. This was Tuesday night. We're in the store. I'm like, okay, she can't really breathe. She can't really eat. And she's shrinking inside. So I can't buy no clothes or nothing. What do? She said, well, just get her some flowers. I say, you know what? That's a good idea. So Wednesday, I'm making plans to go see my mom on Thursday, only to get the call Wednesday afternoon. Mom is dead. I'm like, huh? Okay. But I thank God, before she closed her eyes, we got it right. We both had a chance to share with one another. So, Father, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, every person that is listening on this line right now, even those that will go back into the archive, we pray for this special anointing, that they get an ear to hear the sensitivity and the sincereness of your spirit. You said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, I pray for a forgiven heart upon every listener right now, God. I pray that you bless everyone under the sound of my voice, even myself, an opportunity to keep it right with our fellow servants, sisters, those that are called to be saints to you, the Most High God, even to treat our enemy better than we treat ourselves. Father, I lift up in this hour, Sister KD. You know the things that she's going through, the things that she's suffering, but through obedience, she dialed in, God. And because she dialed in, I'm praying that you touch her right now from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet. Father, deliverance in her life right now. Satan, we take authority over every spirit that would exalt itself, oppose itself against the will of God in her life, and we bring it to the obedience of the word God. Father, we thank you, because you said whom the Son sets free, they are free indeed. We thank you that she is now free. And Father, we ask you to go into the hospital where our sister, our friend, evangelist, mother, Cummings, reside right now. And Father, according to your word in Isaiah, by the stripes of Jesus, she were healed. Father, you said if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And if you hear us, you said we have the position desired of you. Father, we ask, and you said if any two or three touch as of anything on this earth, they shall have whatsoever they say. We speak life in her right now. We come against every sickness, every disease. Loose your hold, be thou removed, be thou cast into the depths of the sea. Father, we pray that your healing virtue touch her from the crown of her head even to the very sole of her feet, God.
Hallelujah.
But I pray, most of all, that your will for her life be done. Oh, we careful. We grateful. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise. Now, Lord, look down upon the host of this show. You set aside this hour for her to speak to your people. And I'm asking you, God, that favor in your word that you said it comes from above, that favor that you said in your word that is given from you, favor that is better than a name. You said a good name is rather to be chosen than silver and gold. Kindness and favor than rubies or silver. That favor, God, upon our life right now toward every man, woman, boy, and girl, increase your favor on our life, God. Holy temple of glory, even upon our children, children's children, her grandchildren's children's children, even her mom, God, her sister, dear and yet loving to her heart, favor, house, the faithful God, even into the prison system, the jailhouse, the room where Danielle resides, favor. We call it on favor, God. In that I seek under the Mosha, the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, Father, even her brothers, her sisters, you touch them right now. Oh, her will for them, God, her desire for them is to be saved, God. Oh, Father, we come against every spirit that would have sought itself, hold itself against your will in their lives. You said the promise was not only to her, but her children's children, even as far off as many as you would call. So we're calling from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Send deliverance and save the bloodline. And now, Father, for everyone that's on the phone, even in the car, guys, we pray for them, asking you to touch everyone on today, God. Cause them to hear your voice, to know your name, that you alone are God. Meet every need right now. Those that have the word of prophecy, God, we ask you to let them speak more boldly. Those that operate in the gift of healing, let it be done without assimilation. And those, God, that walk in the light as you are in the light, let it be done according to your spirit. And, Father, we pray that you grant unto all love, your kind of love, not ours, but your love, where it has no respect of person. Father, we asking you to let your word fall upon good ground in our lives, springing up to everlasting life. And, Father, everything that is not like you, make known, manifest in us so that we can lay aside every weight in the very sin that beset us, God. Oh, amen. Father, we pray that your spirit will have free course in this hour and in our lives. Father, let us be careful for nothing, but in everything, God, you said that we ought to give thanks. We thank you for this opportunity again that Amen. You have allowed us to minister to the hearts of your people. Now, Amen. I'm asking you, God, I'm asking you according to your word. Again, you said in your word, remind ye me. Bring it to your attention. So I'm bringing it to your attention. Have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness and the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out all our transgressions.
Amen.
We're careful, glory. We give you honor in everything that we do. We pray that you get the praise. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, send the Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless him, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Bernard, Apostle Johnson just came on. Apostle Johnson?
Lord.
Apostle Johnson.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Apostle
amen,
Johnson.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
We may be on mute.
God is, and we just wanted to acknowledge him. Praise the Lord. Turn it back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister KB. Don't be a stranger. We're on this line Monday through Friday at 1:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We thank God for you tuning in. Today we thank all of you all that have listened to this word on today. It was a mighty word, short but sweet word of God. Lord, there's nothing more I can say. That favor with God is better. We thank God. We do see Apostle Johnson on the line. I don't know if his mic is, if his phone is on mute, but we thank God for him today. We thank God for Minister Mike. We're asking God to continue to bless and strengthen him as he continues to do God's will. Remember his family. Remember his sisters and his brothers and his nieces and his nephews that are still mourning the loss of his mother. We thank God and we ask him, God, to continue to strengthen him and replenish everything that he has given out to the saints on today and those that are listed, that God will just bless him and continue to strengthen him. Thank God for Sister Ruby, Sister Albertine. We thank God for Sister T and Sister Dawn and all those that tuned in and dropped off earlier. We thank God for you. Remember, tomorrow, sign on early. We're going to be get right on into the word, and then we'll be gone on tomorrow. Minister Rose Tillman of Highway and Edges Ministries will be speaking for us tomorrow. And this woman of God is doing a mighty work in Denver, Colorado. And on Thursday, one of my cousins, Minister Maurice Montier, you definitely don't want to miss him either. He'll be ministering for us tomorrow in word and in song. So I tell you, if you want to hear a mighty man of God, I don't know if he don't have his keyboard or his organ tuned in. He is a minister of music and also a minister of the word. And then on Friday, we'll have Provoke Friday with our dear old life coach and pastor Edward Hamilton. So stay tuned for the rest of the week and hear what the Lord is speaking through his spirit, through his people. Amen. We ask you to tune in or go in if you haven't heard the entirety of this message. You can go into the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com or you can tune into our website at www.newdestinyministries.com and you can listen to these messages. Again, we thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you on tomorrow. We're going to close out, amen, with Paul Martin, Bishop Paul Martin singing, "You Haven't Seen Your Best Days Yet." Remember, favor with God.
You may think that it's over.
God bless you all.
That your life is done.
Oh, my. Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner. Yeah. You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
you best. You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well, my brother.
Your best day.
What you know?
You ain't seen your best day.
What you did? is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Bless you all. Have a Jesus day.